National Seniors Australia is a leading independent advocacy group for older Australians. It's disappointed with this year's budget, saying it's missed an opportunity to help lift older Australians, especially aged pensioners, out of poverty. Ian Henschke is National Seniors Chief Advocate. He joined The Wire's Kitty Barr to discuss more.
There are lots of very big issues that appeared to have been ignored by the government or only given a small amount of money, and that's one of them. The other one, of course, is pension poverty. And we know that in Australia, around one in four of pensioners are suffering pension poverty. Hundreds of thousands of Australians who are suffering in that area. And we put an extensive budget submission in earlier this year, and we hope the government would listen about pension poverty. We've joined together with the Benevolent Society, Australia's oldest charity, to lobby on this. But once again, it seems that those calls were largely ignored because all we've got is a small change in the sense that there was a $75 one-off payment for single pensioners and a $125 payment for couples, and that's a one-off.
Do you think there's any other areas of the budget that should have been looked at?
Well, I think one area that tends to be forgotten is the large number of people who are over the age of 50, between 50 and retirement age, that are unemployed and they're on Newstart. And we are hearing more and more people saying that Newstart has to be looked at, because although you are on a pension at $24,000 a year, when you're on Newstart, you're getting less than $15,000 a year. So you can see how difficult it must be for people on that sort of income. And I do think that this was an opportunity for the government to show, if you like, a bit more heart and remember those people that are on fixed incomes. We are a very wealthy country, Australia, and I think we can do a lot better.
The federal election is around the corner, so what do older Australians want?
We hope that they will bring in an independent pension tribunal to look at what is really needed for a person to live on, and we want a basic increase in the Commonwealth rent assistance. We'd also like to expand the provision of dental care for pensioners, including those in aged care. We hear more and more people say that going to the dentist is just too expensive for them. Why should we have Medicare look after all the body, but then when it comes to the mouth, it just shuts off? I think we have to address the aged care deficiencies, which are the fact that people want to stay in their own homes and they need more help in doing that. We also need to maintain fairness in retirement incomes. One of the biggest areas of cost is health costs, and we're very pleased that they've now required specialists to publish fees on a public register. That's something we were calling for in the run-up to the election. That's already been announced. The Labor Party says that we'll limit private health insurance premiums to no more than cost of living, the CPI, until reforms take effect, and we'd like the federal government to match that in the run-up to the election. We called on the indexation of the energy supplement, so that rather than just this one-off payment of $75 for a single, $125 for a couple, that the energy supplement's indexed. 5 million voters are aged 60 and over, so the issues of older Australians are very, very important. They're a big group of people and they should not be forgotten.
Ian Henschke, National Seniors Advocate, speaking to The Wire's Kitty Barr.